On the night of November 19th, 1876, I sat sewing upon a garment for one of my children until quite late, but put it away not quite done, and I never finished it. Something had come over me. I wakened the following Sunday morning, bathed in a cold, clammy perspiration, with an inexpressibly horrible sensation, as though falling into some dreadful place of darkness. I had not the strength to speak or move, and a cold, shadowy something seemed settling down upon me, indescribable, but altogether horrible. When fully awake, I recognized my condition. For the second time within the year, I was completely helpless from nervous prostration. And startling, as a flash of lightning in a clear sky, came the revelation. This something that had been with me all my life, walking by my side, invisible but felt even in my happiest moments, haunting me and threatening to overwhelm me at some unexpected happy moment, had come. And it was insanity. And then it was, as has so heartlessly been said of me, I deliberately folded my hands and announced my intention of being sick. My hands were folded, my work taken out of them, but it was not I did it. They were busy helping hands before. A power stronger than mine made them helpless. They were horribly folded, and for 6 miserable years, only busied themselves in fruitless attempts to end my wretched existence. All life, all beauty, all brightness was gone from me, and yet I could not die. Oh, ye whose hearts are tender, pity me. Mothers all over this land, in your sheltered, peaceful homes, try and imagine the depths of my sorrow. Look at your own little ones, gather them into your arms, and if you have faith in the power of prayer to avert the curses the Almighty surely sends upon his helpless creatures, then pray more earnestly than ever you petitioned blessings, that this most terrible of afflictions come not to your hearthstone.